Adventures on Trains. Danger at Dead Man's Pass by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis. For my husband, Sam. I love you and the amazing journey we're on together. M.G. Leonard. For Bob, Kim and Roche, who gave me a port in the storm. Sam Sedgman. A note from the authors. Dear reader, this book is inspired by real locations, railway journeys, and German folklore. We would like to share some intelligence with you about the trains and the places you have encountered, and acknowledge where we have strayed from the tracks of truth. The Night Train to Berlin. Anyone can take Hal and Uncle Nat's journey from Crewe to Wernigerode. We did most of this journey ourselves, although we started at St. Pancras and took the TGV and the Nightjet sleeper rather than the direct Trans-European Express to Berlin. Sam planned the route with help from seat61.com, taking Maya on her first ever sleeper train and sharing a compartment with a snoring French woman. There are a great many sleeper trains crisscrossing Europe, linking its beautiful cities without the need to fly. Recently, there has been a resurgence in the popularity of sleeper trains, with new routes opening to cities like Barcelona, Venice, and Amsterdam. The Brockenbahn. The Brockenbahn is a real railway linking Wernigerode to the Brocken Peak. It is part of a narrow-gauge network crisscrossing the Harz Mountains, one of the last timetabled steam railways in Europe. Our trip to the top, pulled by a Class 99 steam loco through the atmospheric pine forests and ancient rock formations, inspired this whole book. Dead Man's Pass and the Katzensteins. Dead Man's Pass is not real, and neither is Schloss Katzenstein. The unusual family home is heavily inspired by Castle Wernigerode and the historic architecture of Wernigerode itself, which we recommend visiting if you get the chance. The Katzenstein family are named after Christian Gottlieb Katzenstein, one of the scientists thought to have inspired Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Witches and Devils. Witches feature heavily in the folklore of the Harz Mountains. Every year, on May Eve, there is a festival called Walpurgisnacht. In legend, and in Goethe's play Faust Part 1, witches fly to the peak of the Brocken to dance with the devil on Walpurgisnacht. Nowadays, in the villages and towns in the foothills of the Harz Mountains, people dress up as witches and devils, making bonfires and partying until dawn. When researching for this book, we came across the story of an innocent girl who was executed at the Würzburg witch trials in Germany from 1626 to 1631, called Gorbel Babelin. We named our character after her because our Gorbel Babelin wasn't a witch either. Goethe. Goethe, the writer of Faust, is as significant in Germany as Shakespeare is in the United Kingdom. The Cold War. There were spies in East Germany during the Cold War, and the CIA really did hide secret messages in dead rats for their agents to recover. Everything Oliver Essenbach tells Hal about the Brocken is true. It was fenced off by the Soviets and used as a listening post. When the Berlin Wall fell and the country's two halves were reunited, the reopening of the Brocken came to be seen as a symbol of national unity. Exploding locomotives. Older steam engines really can explode if they run out of water, though it is rare, and other things must go wrong in order for this to be possible. The steam locomotives you see on railways today must follow strict modern safety rules to make sure this doesn't happen. No steam locomotive has exploded in the UK since 1962. A miniature railway masterpiece. Sam's Uncle David has an extensive model railway.